We are what we eat, so the saying goes. That age-old wisdom is behind the emergence of a new field in medicine. Ali Rogan brings us this report at the intersection of arts and health as part of our Canvas series.
Today we are going to be cutting a whole bunch of things.
In this professional-grade kitchen, class is in session, but it's not culinary school. And these students aren't chefs in training. In fact, some say they hardly cook at all.
We have a few squashes. This is a spaghetti squash.
They are third and fourth year medical students taking the culinary medicine elective at George Washington University. It's a growing field that combines the art of cooking and the science of medicine with the goal of improving patients' health through food.
We take all of that information that we learn in the first 2 years, the preclinical years of medicine, biochemistry, physiology, metabolism, et cetera, and translate that into the conversation that you can have in the examination room with your patient about food.
Dr. Timothy Harlan is the executive director of the culinary medicine program here.
Come on, I'll show you.
As a med student, he wrote about the link between food and health for cardiovascular patients. Later, while working at Tulane Medical School, he set up a teaching kitchen.
For a while, we worked out of an ad hoc kitchen at Tulane, and we would go out to community centers. But then dean's offices and universities see how valuable it is.
He says the value is in empowering doctors to talk to their patients about food. Only a small percentage of physicians say they feel comfortable doing that, even though diet-related illnesses like heart disease and diabetes are among the leading causes of death in the United States. Now the idea Dr. Harlan first started thinking about as a med student is taking off. Culinary medicine programs are spreading across the country. There are more than 60 medical schools, residency programs, and nursing schools adopting Harlan's Health Meets Food curriculum. He believes it's essential, especially as there's a growing recognition that the tools for fighting and preventing disease are not always found in the medicine cabinet.
Pharmaceuticals, medical devices, surgery, interventions are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. But there's been a concomitant rise in calorie-dense, nutrient-poor food that has led to food-related illness at a very high rate.
Right now, food is also on the political front burner. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he wants all medical schools to provide nutrition education.
We can reverse the chronic disease epidemic simply by changing our diets and lifestyles. But to do that, we need nutrition to be a basic part of every doctor's training.
All of this is very pertinent to diet and nutrition, right?
Dr. Alicia Tucker is George Washington University's Director of Culinary Medicine Education. She believes this program can play a critical role in educating the next generation of doctors.
These students have a lot of really important basic science to put in their brains, but we also know that historically, nutrition has sort of fallen by the wayside in a lot of curriculum development. And I think culinary medicine provides a really unique opportunity to not only increase that fundamental nutrition knowledge, but do it in a really practical, hands-on, and fun way.
What are you making today?
We're making a spaghetti squash pasta, and our friend Alex over here is making a healthy smoothie and banana rolls.
Do you think everything you've learned in this class is going to help you in your medical career?
Everyone eats food, so I think this can be a conversation held with every single patient that we see in the future.
We're plating our hidden veggie burgers right now.
Charles Cobbs is a fourth-year medical student training to be a surgeon.
I think that this class has so much value. Fun with my friends, get to cook every day, get a free meal, but also just gaining skills of learning about what's going into my patients' bodies.
That awareness alone can enhance a patient's experience, says chief instructor and dietitian Jennifer Leon.
So when patients come in and get their lab results at their primary care appointments and they don't know what to do next, it's not super helpful to hand a diet and say, here, do this. It's much better to relate to your patients and say, I understand how hard it might be to make whatever changes. This is how I learned it.
We saw how they learned it, first through cooking and then through eating and talking.
Can you take a look and see how much fiber was added to that cauliflower mac and cheese?
Making connections between ingredients and preparation and health benefits that one day they might share with patients.
This is culinary medicine on a plate. Everything here was prepared from scratch using simple, fresh ingredients, super nourishing, and everything tastes delicious.
But it's also clear that for these students, this class isn't just a diversion. It's a chance to think differently about their chosen profession.
In medicine, of course, you can prescribe so many different things, but there's so much that goes into someone's health that is outside of the hospital. And so as a doctor, understanding what people are putting into their bodies and how it can affect their health just makes you a much more well-rounded physician. I think that's something that I really aspire to be. So yeah, very a lot of value in this class, that's for sure.
Because the cure to what ails us isn't always found in the hospital. Sometimes it's right in the kitchen. For PBS News Weekend, I'm Allie Rogan.